Hello, everyone.
Bonsoir, tout le monde.
Welcome to Hope and Joy Bedtime Bible Meditations for Children. Every other week, we take some deep breaths. We think about our day and how God is in our lives. In the series, What Do We Know?, we've been asking some people who study the Bible to answer questions you may have about God or Jesus. Today, June 20th, is World Refugee Day, and we are asking the Reverend Austin Rios to help us think about the difficult question, if God loves us, why do bad things happen? Reverend Austin is the rector of St. Paul's Within the Walls and executive director of the Joel Nefuma Refugee Center in Rome, Italy. The deepest belief that we Christians hold is that God is love, and that God loves us and the whole world. We experience a bit of this love when parents and trusted adults take care of us, and when friends treat us with kindness and compassion. God's love is something we know through the love we share with each other. And such love has the power to transform and change people and communities. Can you remember a time when you felt loved? How did it make you feel? I want you to close your eyes just for a minute and feel yourself surrounded by love. God's love, the love of those close to you, love filling you up like a golden light, making everything bright and tingly. Can you feel love in your heart? How about in your body? Your arms and legs? From the top of your head all the way down to your toes. Now, let's take our big, big breath in through the nose, and sigh it out your mouth, all together. Good. Now, just for a minute, I want you to enjoy this feeling of being full of the light of love. Yet sometimes, even if we know that God loves us and that God is love, we still see bad things happening around the world. There are wars. Some people don't have enough to eat. Sometimes people we love get hurt or die. Things hurt the planet. Sometimes people are violent. And we see things around us, near and far, that are really unfair. How can God love us and bad things still happen? What do you think?
We cannot always be living in a world of fun and happiness because we are human and we sin and we make mistakes and there is pain and there will always be pain and mistakes. But we know that God will always forgive us, and that is our medicine.
Learning to view negativity to positivity are also disciplines that God wants us to develop as we mature spiritually.
In September, my grandpa died. I was really sad. I cried a lot. It was a hard time for my family. I felt better knowing God is with him and with me. I am not alone.
If you're wondering about this, you're not alone either. People from long, long ago, and even people today, are still struggling to answer this question. For me, it has to do with how God's love for us allows us to choose between right and wrong, between good and bad, between helping and hurting. Remember in the last episode, we said one of the many ways we can think about God is as a good parent or a trusted adult, father, mother, Abba. When we are young, our parents and other adults we trust help us to know what is right and wrong and can encourage us to choose helping actions instead of hurting ones. But as we grow, we start to be able to choose what we will say, what we will do, and how we want to be with other people. The freedom to choose between right and wrong is one of the most powerful reminders of God's love for us. God allows us to decide whether we will share the love with others or choose to keep it for ourselves. Have you ever made a bad choice when no one was there to tell you what to do? We all do sometimes. Sometimes for little things, but sometimes people make very bad choices even for big things. Not all bad things come from people making bad decisions. Natural disasters and accidents happen all the time and no one is to blame. But sometimes powerful people choose to take advantage of weaker ones. People choose to fight instead of trying to be peaceful, or people selfishly choose what helps only themselves instead of what helps everyone. Yet God still loves us all so much. In John chapter 3, verse 16, we hear that God so loved the world that God was willing to experience all of human life, both the good and the bad, by coming into the world in Jesus. Jesus taught us how to choose well and to help love multiply in our world. When we're not sure what choices to make, we can remember what Jesus told us. And Jesus also showed us how even the worst of things can happen, no matter how good we are or whether or not we deserve it. If we choose to follow Jesus, then we are hoping to do our best to make choices that help rather than hurt. And we are choosing to say we are sorry and try to do better when our choices cause harm. We can't stop bad things from happening in our world, but we can do our part to share God's love and help each other make good choices with the freedom God has given us. When we choose to act with love, good things will happen too. Now it's time to say goodnight, and we are going to end with a prayer.
Dear God, thank you for loving me, even when I have so many questions about you. For you know me and you know what I need. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my friend. Help me to be a friend to others, to listen and care when they need me. Holy Spirit, guide me and teach me to seek God's presence in my life, and that I may share the light and joy with others. Amen.
Seigneur, tu regardes jusqu'au fond de mon cœur et tu sais tout de moi. Apprends-moi à faire ta volonté, car tu es mon Dieu. Que ton esprit me guide avec bienveillance sur le chemin de Jésus pour aimer les autres comme tu m'aimes. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Bonne nuit, tout le monde.
This podcast was written by the Reverend Austin Rios. Recorded by Hope Newhouse, with the help of Benjamin, Briegue, Gassandre, Karina, Ella, and Mark, and produced by Joyce Genet and Hope Newhouse. Music by the choirs of the American Cathedral in Paris. Thank you for listening.